Tourist guides state that Mozart's spirit still lives today in Prague, like Dvořák's in the Bohemian countryside. That other son of the country, Kafka, his spirit's alive and well too. Before the summer ended, I decided to take a train trip to two great spas, Mariánske Lázně and Františkovy Lázně. I could do both in a day. I'd only have 2 hours in Františkovy, enough to see the principal sights, and the rest of the day in Mariánske, old Marienbad. Since I would be going on a Saturday, I took the precaution of getting an itinerary at the Czech Railways office before. The staff was most helpful, and I left with a printout of the following day's travel. I'd be leaving from Beroun, just west of Prague, on the rail route. At Beroun, I bought 2 return tickets, showing my printed itinerary, and being told there was a special discount if you bought 2 journeys on 1 actual ticket. Good. My friend and I look forward to a relaxing, car-free day. The train was late arriving from Prague, so I asked someone if this would affect the arrival in Františkovy. He shook his head. Didn't I know there were engineering works on the line and it would be at least 2 hours late, having transferred to and from a bus at somewhere and somewhere else? No, I didn't know. I phoned my contact in Mariánske, who was expecting to show us the spa. Get off the train at Pilsen. By the time you get there, I'll be there to pick you up. So when the guard came round and having explained the situation, it seemed best if I kept my original ticket for a refund and bought new ones to Pilsen. So Františkovy had to be abandoned. Eventually, on leaving Mariánske, I asked at the station for my refund. No, I was told, you have to do that in Beroun. I said the ticket office wouldn't be open at the time he returned, and anyway, why didn't they say about the delays? That's your fault, she said. You should have asked. Love 15. Anyway, she said, handing back the ticket, this is not a return. What? Some mistake? Nope. Love 30. More tickets bought. Some days later, I did find myself in Beroun in regular hours. You can't have a refund, as you must get the ticket stamped on the parts of the journey you didn't use to say you didn't use them. But that's impossible, I pointed out. If I wasn't on the train, then I couldn't get it stamped. For that matter, why hadn't the guard I did see, or Mariánske station, stamped the ticket? Otherwise, she finally said to get rid of me, you have to do it in Prague. First match point. In Prague, they told me that I could have got a refund on the day I didn't use the ticket. I mean, I should have come back from Mariánske Lázně just to ensure I got the 348 crown refund, minus, I was told, 75 crowns for the refund itself. Another match point. Try Beroun, they said. Game, set and match. The art of the Kafka catch is to put your victim into an endless cycle, a slow churning vortex from which there is no escape. 300 years under the Austrian, 6 years under the Nazis and 41 years of communism have perfected the technique. No wonder there's a statue here to Kafka. And it's of a hollow suit, an empty man, on whose shoulders perches the poor little guy, the unrefunded.
Letter from Prague with Stephen Weeks here at the International Service of Czech Radio.